Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary that's pure and holy and tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. We thank you for another opportunity to present ourselves as a living sacrifice, to present our bodies, to present our hearts, to present our minds, to submit our lives to you so that we can be used for your glory and used for your honor. And as we are taking time to set time aside early in the morning to seek your face, oh God, we're asking that you would prepare us to be the sanctuaries that your spirit can dwell in all the day long. We don't want to be a temporary resting place. We don't want to be a part-time resting place, Lord, but we want your spirit to abide in us all day long. So prepare our hearts and prepare our minds and prepare our lives right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Search us, O God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. And if you find anything in us that's unlike you, God, take it out of us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we allow you to do a complete inspection of our hearts and our lives right now, God, because we want to be prepared for everything that you have in store for us on this day. Oh, God, I see great things ahead of us. Lord, I see miracles before us, Lord. God, I see signs and wonders before us, Lord. But if our hearts and our minds are not right, Lord, we won't see the beauty of your holiness. We won't see the beauty of your greatness. We won't see, God, the things that you desire for us to see. So prepare my heart, oh, God, right now, that I may love unconditionally. unconditionally like you have loved me. I thank you for your love that never fails and never runs out of me. I thank you for your love that never gives up, God, even when I turn my back on you and even when I fall short of your glory. Your love remains the same. God, prepare me right now, God, that I may love like you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I bind the spirit of selfishness, God. I bind the spirit of haughtiness right now. God, I bind the spirit of, oh, God, deception right now. If anything is in me, God, oh, God, that will cause me not to love like you, God, take it out of me right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I want my heart to love right, God. I want my heart, oh, God, to seek after those things that are not my own, Lord. I want my heart and my love, oh, God, to not be easily provoked and think no evil, God. I want my love, oh, God, to be more like your love, oh, God, which is unconditional, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, prepare my mind even right now, because the devil attempts to steal the mind. But if we would just keep our minds on you, you would keep us in perfect peace. Oh, God, if we can just think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are of a good report. You said if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, we should think on those things, the things that you have spoken into our lives. Oh, God, the things that you have declared in your word, if we can just think on those things, oh, God, that you have placed into our hearts and into our minds, Lord, we'll be in the peace that we need. Prepare my mind right now. Prepare these lips right now, this tongue, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Prepare this tongue to speak life into those that I come across, Lord, and not speak death. Prepare this tongue, oh God, to only send out good water and not tainted water. Because how can something good and something tainted come out of the same faucet? But, Lord, you can clean us up. You can clean up our mouths. You can clean up our thoughts. You can clean up our actions. You can clean up everything that's in us. Oh, God, to prepare us to be the vessels that you desire for us to be. Shape us and mold us even right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, shape us and mold us, oh God, to be the vessels, oh God, that you need us to be. I'm thinking even right now, God, that as you we prepare our house for guests to come, Lord, we make sure that we clean up everything. We clean up, oh God, the bathrooms, and we clean up the living room, and we clean up the family room so that when they come into the house, they don't see any crud or they don't see any dirt. They won't see anything that's unclean. We take time to make sure that the house is acceptable to us and it will be acceptable to those guests that come. Lord, we want to be hospitable guests to the Holy Spirit. Yes, oh God, because he abides in us every single day. We don't want to make him cramped. We don't want to make him uncomfortable. We don't want to make him wish that he had not came. But Lord, we welcome your life. We welcome your spirit. We welcome your holiness in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. We say yes even now, oh God. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes, we shall obey. And we surrender even now, oh God. Come to more and have your way in my heart and have your way in my life and have your way in my soul, God, that you might get the glory. Lord, I don't want you not to get the glory out of my life, but I want you to get the glory out of everything that I do. So I welcome your inspection. I welcome your presence. Because in your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. Everything that we need is in you. And as we wander, oh God, as we run through these perilous times and as we live in these perilous times, Lord, we can't make it without your anointing. We can't make it without your strength. We can't make it without your power. We can't make it without you. So we won't lean into our own understanding. We won't lean into our own thoughts. We won't lean into our own, oh God, anointing or power or might that we have. Because those things end up failing us over and over again. We try to depend upon ourselves and we just continue to fail ourselves. But we won't do that this morning. We're saying, we're welcome, you God. You are welcome in this place.
flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Fill the atmosphere so that when we are around others, Lord, they'll see the glow of your glory. Fill us such right now, Lord, that as we go about our day-to-day business, Lord, that others might see your glory, that others might see the shining of your light of holiness in us. They'll see it in our talk, and they'll see it in our walk, and they'll see it in our discussions, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill our cups even right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and prepare, oh God, every single about us. I've already asked you to prepare my lips and my tongue, prepare my heart and my mind. Lord, prepare my feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you have things that my feet will take me to, Lord, that I'll be able to conquer and take over and handle and have in my life. Lord, take me to the places that I need to go, oh God. Make my feet like hind feet, oh God. Make my feet like hind feet, that I may continue to climb higher and march forward, oh God, and go higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus. I can't do it with slippers on. I can't do it with flip-flops on. I can't do it with socks on, Lord. But, Lord, I need you to make my feet that I may climb over the mess and the challenges and the traps and the snares that the enemy tries to set before me, that tries to cause me not to fulfill your plans and to fulfill your glory that you have for my life. Prepare me. Prepare everything about me. Prepare everything about this body. Prepare my hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that I'll be willing to submit them to you, that I'll be willing to lift them up in surrendering to you, to be able to say, Lord, and show you physically, Lord, that not my will, but that thine will be done. I lift my hands in the sanctuary right now, God, and I surrender all, oh God, everything that I am, everything that I hope to be, Lord, everything that I desire to be, Lord, I surrender it to you, Lord, my thoughts and my aspiration, oh God, my goals and my hopes, oh God, I surrender them to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you know the plans that you have for me. You know the end that you have expected for me. You know the thoughts that you think towards me, and those thoughts are of peace and of not of evil, God, to give me the end that you desire for me to be. And so, Lord, I can't go this day, oh God, on my own power and in my own might, Lord. I can't make another step, or I can't, oh God, oh, start another project, Lord. I can't have another thought or say another word, oh God, until I ask you for your direction. I ask you for your plans. I ask you for your wisdom on the day, God. I ask you, oh God, for the thoughts that you think towards me, Lord. I can't do anything ahead of you. David said, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, he was bold enough to say, I don't have to fear no evil. He knew that he didn't have to fear any evil, because the next verse says that, for thou art with me. And that's what we need for you to do for us today, to be with us, God, to walk with us, to talk with us, that as we go through the day, that you would shine your light in us, and that you would love on us, and that you would caress us, Lord, and hold us in your arms, oh God, and God, strengthen us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said that your power is made strong when in our weakness. So that means that, Lord, we must surrender to you. We can't, oh God, be in control. Our lives are in your hand. We allow you to take the wheel. We allow you to take control, Lord, and that's over every area of our lives. We allow you to take control over our finances. We allow you to take control over our relationships. We allow you to take control over our job sites, Lord. We allow you to take over, Lord, in our children and in our families and in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That's how we prepare ourselves. We prepare ourselves, God, for you to take us into battle. And, God, I'm reminded even right now that as the Israelites often, when they prepared to go to battle, they went into battle with praise on their lips. Lord, they didn't go in ready to pick up weapons unless you told them to, because you promised that the battle was not theirs, but it belonged to you. And so they went in with adoration. Oh, God, they went in singing glory to your name. God, they went in, God, singing praises to your holy and your righteous name. And so, Lord, as we prepare ourselves today, for the day, and Lord, as we allow you to prepare us for the day, oh, God, we magnify you and glorify you. We lift up your name, oh God, and we give you the glory, oh God. We give you the honor, Lord, and we give you the praise. There is no one that's like you, oh God. You are magnificent in all your ways, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, that this day, oh God, won't be my last time, oh God, but you'll take me throughout the day, oh God. You'll walk with me and you'll talk with me because you are just that type of God. You are God that never fails. Oh God, you never fall short of your glory. And you are a God of your word, oh God, because your word never returns back unto you void, oh God. Let there be a praise, oh God, on our lips even right now, oh God, to saturate the atmosphere. So God, so we can begin to shift the atmosphere in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we're willing to welcome you into our presence. We're willing to welcome you into our midst, oh God. We're willing to allow you to abide in us, oh God, as we abide in you, oh God. And so we magnify your name. We glorify your name. We lift up your name right now, God. Come tomorrow and have your way, oh God. We need your power, oh God. We need your presence, oh God. We need you in the midst, oh God. Come tomorrow right now, God, and water our thirsty souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're hungry for you, oh God, and you can only satisfy our hunger, oh God. We're thirsting after you, oh God, and you're the only one, oh God, that can quench our thirst, oh God. Give us that drink, oh God, from the well that never runs dry right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because praise is comely for the upright, oh God. Hallelujah. When we begin to give you thanks, oh God, you begin to pour down your blessings, Lord. When we open up our mouths and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, oh God, you come in and you inhabit the praises of your people. And Lord, when you come in, God, you do everything that we need, oh God, to help us in our day and at present time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a good God. Thank you, oh God, for being a mighty God. Thank you, oh God, for being an awesome God. Let the praises of our God, hallelujah, let it rise among us even now. Hallelujah. We glorify you, God. You're such a worthy God. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our adoration. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the sacrifice of rising early this morning, oh God, and every that we rise to offer you a sacrifice, Lord. You're worthy, oh God. If we can stay up late to do a whole bunch of other things, Lord, or we can go about our day doing a whole bunch of things, Lord, we can give you our best, oh God. We can give you our first fruits, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you deserve it. You deserve my glory. You deserve my honor. You deserve my praise, oh God, because when I look back over my life and I begin to think things over, oh God, as a songwriter said, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days. And so, God, I have no reason to complain. I have no reason to fear. I have no reason to fret, oh God, because you have been with me, oh God, throughout the years, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, that the life that I'm living right now is a part of the plan that you have for me. I would have never thought, I would have never imagined that, Lord, I would be a preacher. I would never imagine, God, the things that you're doing in my life and the places that you're taking me now. But Lord, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. It hasn't even entered into my imagination the good things that you have in store for me and that you have for each and every one of your people. And it's awesome, Lord God, that you have a plan for each and every one of us. My plan is not the plan that you have for me, Lord, is not dictated by the plan that you have for my wife. Oh, God, the plan that you have for my wife does not dictate the plan that you have for my mother. Oh, God, the plan that you have for my mother, oh, God, does not dictate the plan that you have for my siblings. Oh, God, the plans for my neighbors. Oh, God, the plans for my friends, the plans for my loved ones, Lord. They're all, God, separate individual plans because you are a master planner, God. Thank you, God, that you don't mix my dreams up with nobody else's, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, that you don't mix up my needs or somebody else's, oh God. Here I am, oh God, asking for water, Lord, and you're sending coffee or tea. Lord, those are mixed up plans, oh God, but just what I need and more, God, you're willing to send it, God. You're willing to provide it, God. So when I ask, oh God, you know just where to send the relief. You know just where to send the strength. You know just where to send the help. God, the word tells us that you are a present help in the time of trouble.
that we can look to you, oh God, and we can find the things that we need. Look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from you. Thank you, God, that as we begin to praise you, we can't help but to think about the goodness of Jesus and all that you have done for us. And as we begin to think about the good things that you have done for us, we can't help but to go back into a cycle of praise and thanksgiving, Lord, because your love is so overwhelming. Hallelujah. Your love is so consuming, God. Oh, God, your love is so patient and kind, God. Your love is so tenderhearted and forgiving, oh, God. Your love is so long-suffering with us, oh, God, that you're willing to bear with us, Lord, throughout the times, oh, God, and throughout the days. And so, Lord, I want to say thank you for another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. I thank you for another opportunity to experience the fullness of your love, the overwhelmingness of your love. I know I made up that word, God. Lord God, the abundance of your love, Lord. I just thank you, oh God, right now that you have given me another chance, oh God, and another opportunity, oh God, to experience you and the greatness of you and the awesomeness of you and the mightiness of you yet another day. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. I can rejoice because I get to abide in your presence, oh God. I get to make my praise so glorious that you'll come in and rest right in the midst of my praise. I can offer myself as a living sacrifice. These blessings that you keep blessing me with every single day, oh God, are so overwhelming. And the list can go on and on. So I thank you for the air that I breathe. I thank you right now for a reasonable portion of health and strength. I thank you, oh God, for allowing me to be in a right mind, a mind to seek your face, a mind to understand how you love me, a mind to understand that I mean the world to you, a mind to understand, God, I want to say to you, God, that there's no good thing that you will withhold from me. Thank you, God. That's breakthrough, God. Understanding how much you love me. It's not just that you gave your son for us, Lord, but you gave everything so that you can have a relationship with us. Oh, God, you give us your time. You give us your love. Oh, God, you give us your protection. Lord, it's just not your son, Lord, but you gave us everything so that we can be reclaimed from the price and the debt that comes with sin. Thank you, oh, God. For just another day. This God, hallelujah, thank you. Another day that you've kept me. Another day that you've blessed me. Another day that you've sustained me. Another day, Lord, I'm speaking it into existence right now, God. Thank you for another day, God, to provide the way. Thank you, oh God, for another day that you meet the need, God. Thank you for another day that you shine your love on me, God. Thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the songs of adoration, Lord, that'll ring down in my soul all the day long, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the person, oh God, individual, Lord, that I'll be able to touch and encourage, oh God, today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the life that I'll be able to change, oh God, by just telling them good morning. Have a great and wonderful day, oh God. Let the Lord use you on this day, Lord. I'm thankful, oh God, for what you have in store for me on this day, Lord, and I look forward as you, oh God, have your way in me, oh God. I welcome you, oh God, to move by your power. I welcome you, oh God, to move by your might, God. I welcome you, Holy Ghost, to move and fall afresh on this vessel right now, God, to make me meet for the master's usage, because great things you have in store for us, mighty things you have in store for us. Let us not waste the day. Bishop Moody would always sing the song, I never let a day go by without praising him. What a song of God, desire, thirstiness, hunger, that you mean so much that I just can't let another opportunity. How good you've been. Telling you how good you're going to be. Just to remind you of who I am and who I belong to. God, I thank you that I belong to you. God, I thank you that you're the one, oh God, that is the lover of my life. Thank you, oh God, that you are the captain of my ship, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being the air that I breathe, oh God. Thank you for being the reason that I move and have my very being. Lord, I want to say thank you for being everything that I need and more. That's the type of God that you are.
And that's the type of God that the world needs to know about. Yes, sin will lead you to death and hell. But, Lord, that's not what we should be selling. We should be selling that your love never fails. Your love never runs out. Your love never gives up on us. We should be selling that your love is so overwhelming, that your love is so consuming, Lord. Let us not, oh God, sell, oh God, the tickets to drive people to fear, because you said perfect love casts out all fear. Oh, Lord, help us to spread love and not spread death. Someone needs to know that there is hope today. Somebody needs to know that you can make a way out of no way today. Someone needs to know, God, that you are a reviver of our souls, that, God, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Someone needs to know today that you are still a balm in Gilead, that you are still a healer, that you are still a waymaker. Someone needs to know, God, that there is a better way. They're sitting at home, and they're fearful right now. They've been up all night because they don't know how the bills are going to get paid today. They don't know how there's going to be food on their table today. They don't know the next day that they're going to have shelter over them, over their lives and over their children. Someone needs to know that you are God today in their lives. Lord, help us spread love. Help us right now, God, to think on the things of others instead of thinking on our own things. Yes, Lord, my desires are important. Yes, my needs, oh God, are great. But there is somebody, Lord, that needs you even more than me. Thank you for the roof over my head. Thank you for the clothes on my back. Thank you for the food on my table, God. I want to say thank you. Thank you that the love of my life, God, rests near me every single night. Thank you for my children, Lord. They may not be doing the things that I want them to do, but they're in the land of the living, God, and they're not in jail. Thank you that my children haven't been to jail. God, thank you that my children are not on drugs, God. Thank you, oh God, that they're going to school and getting the education, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today, God, because other families, oh God, don't have the same story, oh God. Other children, oh God, other people that I hear talking about their children don't have the same testimony as I have. And so, Lord, I want to say thank you for what you have blessed me with. I'm reminded even now that I won't complain. Things may not be in all the places that I want them to be. I may not have everything that I desire. But, Lord, I thank you that you've given me everything that I need to be successful at this time. Help me to keep my eyes on you this day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm reminded even now, Lord, that when storms, clouds come, I can rest in you. I can sit and God dwell in you because the storm, yes, this too shall pass. It shall pass because it has to be. Because, Lord, greater is ahead of me. You have more expected for me and out of me, God. Greater is ahead of me, God, and I know that I have not reached and fulfilled the promises and the plans that you have for my life yet. So, Lord, when the storm comes, it's just there to equip me to be better and stronger, to be ready, oh God, to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for me later. My greater is ahead. Even through hard times, even through bad times, God, you still remain the same. So help us to declare today that when storm clouds rise in our lives, that this, yes, that this too shall pass. Because, Lord, you've already told me to meet you on the other side. And the other side guarantees, I mean, you've already guaranteed that I'm going to have the victory. You've already guaranteed, Lord, because you spoke it into existence, that I'm going to meet you on the other side. So, Lord, if you spoke it, then that means it has to come true. No matter how strong the waves may be, no matter how strong the winds may be blowing, no matter how the waves may be tossing me to and fro, Lord, if I can just hold on to you and I can continue to trust in you and I can continue to believe that you can and that you will make a way out of no way, Lord, it is guaranteed that I will meet you on the other side. Greater is ahead. My breakthrough is right upon me. Understanding you thoroughly, understanding you more intimately, God, understanding you more completely. I don't want to be lacking in anything in understanding of you. But, Lord, I know it as I seek more, you'll give me more. You said that a hunger after righteousness, hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. But Lord, as much as we get from you, Lord, there's so much more that we continue to aspire for. What I'm saying, Lord, is the more you give us, Lord, the more, God, it's going to be provided, or the more that it is to provide. I'm thinking right now, we can read the scripture over and over again. Each time we read the scripture, Lord, it can give us a different revelation and a different understanding. Lord, continue to feed our hearts and feed our souls and feed our aspirations and our hopes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus with your word. David said, your word is a lamp unto my feet. Your word is a light unto my pathways. He went on to say in another part of the scripture, he says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It's your word that lit his pathway, and it's a word that preserved him and kept him, Lord. And so we thank you that those promises that you gave to David are not just for David. But, Lord, I can declare those words in my life right now, and they will apply to me also in the name of Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am above and not beneath, God. I can declare that with those words. I can declare that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can declare, God, that I'm an overcomer. I can declare, God, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I can declare your word, God, that you'll never leave me or never forsake me, that you'll be with me until the end of the world, God. I can declare your word in my life, oh God, because your word is your bond. Your word is your promise. And you are a God that is a promise keeper. You don't break any promises. And I thank you that you're faithful. I thank you that you're just. I thank you that you're mighty. God, give us a hunger and a thirst for more of you. Give us a hunger and a thirst to stretch out in you. Give us a hunger and a thirst, oh God, to chase after you. Lord, the songwriter says, I'm chasing after you no matter what I have to do because I need you more and more, God. Give us a hunger and a thirst that cannot be quenched by anything in this world, Lord. And we know you've already put that in us. So let us not go after substitutes. Lord, let us not go after those things that are unlike you, Lord. I need the real thing, Lord. I don't want to be seduced by substitutes. God, I don't want to be seduced by things that will just get me by. But, Lord, I need you, oh God. I need the rock, oh God, to help me to stand. I need my strong tower, oh God, to be my protection. Oh God, I need the way to show me the way, oh God. I need the truth, oh God, to be the truth in my life. Oh God, I need you more and more and more as the day goes by. So I'll never let a day go by without praising you. Never let the day go by without thanking you. Never let the day go by without acknowledging that you alone are my God. Thank you for being awesome. I'm back to that again. Thank you for being mighty, oh God. Thank you for being all that and more. Thank you for being everything that I need, God, and everything that I desire, oh God, and everything that I ever hope to be. I thank you, oh God, that I can find it all in you. I can't find it in the world. Oh God, I can't find it in my wife, God. I can't find it in my children, Lord. I can't find it in my mother and in my father, Lord, but I can find everything that I need in you. Can't find it on my job. I can't find it in money. God, I can't find it in drugs or alcohol. Lord, everything that I need, I can find in you. Because you remain the same. You remain the same yesterday, today, and evermore. Thank you, God, for being God. Thank you for being awesome in all your ways. Continue to be in the midst of us. In the name of Jesus. Let your glory abide with us. Let your glory saturate us. Let your glory overwhelm us and overcome us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, God. We're like, God, fish out of the water. We need you, oh God. We need your glory. We need your presence. We need your anointing. We can't make it without you. So we stand before you this morning. Some of us are kneeling. Some of us are laying down. We stand before you this morning to let you know that we cannot make it without you.
Thank you for being that type of God, a God that's in the midst of us, that's mighty, a God that promises that you will save us and will do it, a God that rejoices over thee with joy, rejoices over us with joy, a God that allows us to rest in his love. I want to say thank you, because, God, you won't leave us where we're at, Lord. You didn't make us to be stagnant. You didn't make us to be incapacitated. But, Lord, wherever the limitations are, you are a God that breaks through past limitations. Oh, God, you are a God that's not limited by time. You're not limited by physical strength. You're not limited by manly thoughts, Lord. You're not limited by the cares of this world. But you transform lives. You transcend everything in this world. That's what broke through to the disciples, Lord, as they were on that boat. Lord, they saw you perform the miracles of healing. They saw you heal the sick and heal the lame. They saw you cast out devils in the name of Jesus. But they did not understand that you had the authority to calm the wind. Lord, you are greater than any and everything that our hearts and our minds could ever imagine. That's why Paul said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, because, God, you do so many things that blow our minds, Lord, that we cannot even comprehend. And so we place our lives in your hands on this day. Shelter us and cover us. Replenish us and nourish us. Breathe life and breathe hope into us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our lives, and we welcome you into our souls. Be God and direct us, Lord, today. Order our footsteps, Lord, because we want to be considered to be good men and good women. And the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we delight in those ways. We're not complaining about your precepts. We're not complaining about being holy. We're not complaining about being acceptable. We're not complaining about being righteous. We're not complaining about what you desire from us. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There is a higher calling for me today. There is a greater anointing for me today. There is a closer walk for me today with you. There is a breakthrough ahead for me. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're going to do. So, Father, I pray that you would bless my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, as we prepare to celebrate him 50 years in ministry and his second election or re-election to the general board. We pray that you would strengthen him and keep him, bless him, bless his hands, strengthen his body, as I believe he's still in San Antonio at the Bishop's Conference. Lord, I pray that you would anoint him right now, God, anoint him with the strength that he needs to continue to go higher and to press on for you. Lord, I pray for those bishops and all those that are attending that Bishop Conference, that you would send a spirit of renewal, that you would send the spirit of revival, that you would send the spirit of hope right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they sow into the areas of Houston that have been dramatically affected by the storms. Oh, God, thank you for those that are still at ground zero, that are laboring, that are sowing, that are mentoring, that are breathing in hope, that are showing love, God. We thank you for those that are willing workers, and we thank you for those that have been affected, that you knew it was best for them, and that you gave them another chance, another opportunity to experience your greatness and your glory. Give them double for their trouble. Everything that they've lost, oh God, return it to them. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Help them to understand that you are the best thing. Thank you, God, that you are yet still the best thing. Some may ask for houses. Some may ask for lands. Some may ask for this and that, Lord, but you remain to be the best thing. Help us to seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, and everything that we need will be added unto us. Lord, I pray for those affected by the storm in Puerto Rico. Missionary Howard says family on the island and all of those that are affected by, I believe, Hurricane Maria in the Caribbean. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. God, don't take any more lives. Don't allow that wind to take any more lives. Help us, God. Have mercy upon us. Show us your mercy. Show us your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District and my brothers that co-labor in this area as well, Brother Jones, Brother Metcalf, Lord, and Brother Chenault. I thank you for their relationships, the friendships. I thank you for their ministries. Lord, I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor God Wayne Cream, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Lawrence Cayette. I believe I got them all of the Great Northern District. I pray that you would bless them and keep them right now, are my prayer. Lord, I pray for Sister Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, Brother Aaron McCowan, Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Pray for Missionary Myrna Howard. Thank you for bringing Missionary Lasandra Miller through her surgery. I pray for healing, restoration, renewal, quick recovery, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Sister Monique, God, to touch her body, cast out that sickness, God, to send healing revival in her body, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for Connie Coulter and a little baby girl in her belly. Pray for her, Yasmina and Christopher and Zachariah. I pray for Brother Coulter, Lord. I pray for her family. I pray for the Browns, Lord, during a time of bereavement, Lord, that you encourage them in that ministry of blessed, the Church of the Blessed Trinity. Encourage them and strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for Brother Herbert Lee. Touch him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Brother Renix Graham and Sister Deanne Graham, touch them and bless them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, those that are attached to us that have not necessarily joined the ministry, Lord, I pray that you would prick their hearts, oh, God, to begin to invest in ministry. Oh, God, to invest, oh, God, in the ministry. God, send in our harvest, Lord. Give us the ability to reap the harvest that you have for us, Lord, that this house might be filled. I pray for Sister Lisa Law. I pray for Superintendent Prince Bryant and his family. Pastor Deborah Ron Walker. Sister Chastity Brown. Loved ones that are in the Houston area. I pray for those that are affected, that were affected by the Hurricane Irma in Florida. Thank you for protecting Lord West Orlando, my brother, Pastor Byron Stevenson. Thank you, oh God, for protecting God. Pastor Earl Matthews, his church in Jacksonville. Had some slight damage, Lord, but you gave me the word to tell him that you allow damage to come so that you can bless somebody to be a blessing to them. Thank you, oh God, for being such an awesome God that even when we suffer, God, the suffering of this present time cannot be compared with the glory that you have waiting for us. Oh God, help us to see your glory. Help us to see the light even in the midst of darkness. Help us to see your way when there appears to be no way. Lord, I pray for Larry Brown, Kenyatta Schamberger. I pray for Carl Christopher and Roland Wilson. I pray for, God, those that partner with us, sow into this ministry through prayer or finance. I pray that you continue to bless them and keep them. Order our footsteps, Lord, today. Let your will be done in our lives. And, Father, we'll be careful to give you all the glory. We'll give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor. It's in the matchless and wonderful, mighty name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.